You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Friday. I hope you're keeping warm. It's gotten awfully chilly in Johannesburg in the last couple of days. The mornings and evenings are getting mighty frosty, and I have a funny feeling that winter is not that far away. So to keep you warm, of course, I've got some great food ideas, tasty, yummy, warm, comfort food that you can make at home. Plus, I also chat to the creator, founder, the everything, the mastermind behind Stir It Up Sauces. Now, you may have heard me talking about Stir It Up Sauces on the show before. I chat to Nini German. It is her brainchild, this incredible range of super healthy, organic, natural sauces that contain absolutely no preservatives. And you just literally reconstitute them with a little bit of warm water, some stock or some milk, and voila, you've got a tasty sauce and a brand new meal. Now, who doesn't want to try something new and get creative in the kitchen during lockdown? I'm sure your families must be clamoring for new things to eat. So I chat to Nini and find out a little bit more about those. Plus, I'm also going to be chatting about some awesome wines. Now, I'm pretty convinced that all my favorite wine farms have gotten together and decided that they want to tempt and tease me, because they're all releasing brand new vintages, latest harvests, everything's sort of happening, and I'm having serious FOMO. I cannot wait for lockdown to be over so I can get my hands on a couple of cases of this lot. So I'm going to be sharing about some great wines to drink with the yummy food that you've made. But without any further ado, let us get started. But before we do food and drink, exercise and wellness is still important, okay? And if you're like me, you're spending longer hours in front of your laptop now during lockdown. I used to get up during the day. I used to go to events and appearances. So my workday was kind of sort of broken up. But now I'm literally just sitting in front of my laptop from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. And I really feel that I need a couple of things in my life that will motivate me to step up from the laptop and go and get some exercise. So I've got 6 incredible top tips to share with you to keep fit at your desk. So if you've been watching Tropical Island of Treasure, you'll know contestant Trevor Lagerwey, who together with his team Cool Red partner Nadia Jachter are heading towards the top of the competition. Now, Trevor is not only an athlete, he's also a motivational speaker, an MC, and an entrepreneur. And he has shared 6 tips and easy things that you can do at your desk to just help you stay a little bit fitter. He recommends sort of every hour standing up and taking a break. You know, it's good to rest your eyes and also stretch your body, making sure you drink plenty of water. And they're quite handy and not too hard to do, something that I can even do. And I'm definitely not venturing out of my home other than to get groceries. I'm exercising in the garden still, and I'm keeping things just kind of like chilled at home. So these are epic to do in your lounge or kitchen or wherever you're sitting working. So you can find all of those on my website, heatherhook.com. And don't forget to catch Tropical Island of Treasure on SABC3 every Tuesday evening at 7:30 with a repeat every Saturday at 8 p.m. So thanks, Trevor, for those. They have definitely proved quite helpful. Now, for me, nothing says comfort food like a great big bowl of risotto. It's just, there's something warm and carby and just yummy about it. And the team from Capsicum Culinary Studio, South Africa's largest chef school, have tasked their chef lecturers to come up with delicious dishes perfect for the whole family to enjoy during the current lockdown. So Ian Scheel from Pretoria, who's the current Capsicum Culinary Studio's Chef Lecturer of the Year, has shared his recipe for a delicious creamy risotto milanese. And he's given us some tips on how to change it up and to use ingredients with what you may have at hand, as well as making a vegan option. And it really doesn't take that long. It's like 10 minutes to prep and 25 minutes to cook, and it looks absolutely incredible. So I've got the whole recipe on my website, again, heatherhook.com. Go check that out. Something yummy, tasty, comforty, and really good to make for the family as the weather gets a little bit colder. Now, speaking of yummy food, and I mentioned earlier that I got to catch up with the brains behind Stir It Up Sauces that I've been raving about on my social media accounts and chatting about on the show. And I chatted to Nini to find out a little bit more about this incredible and groundbreaking sauce range.
The concept was born when I something completely different. I was looking at a children's range, and I'm always playing with some new stuff. So I was looking at a children's range that I wanted to do preservative-free and make into little fun shapes. And then the one day I was doing a tomato sauce, and I thought, I wonder if this won't dry. And then the whole thing just started from there.
And these sauces are, so basically you reconstitute them, they're dry, they've got no additives, no preservatives. It's literally fresh veg that's been dried.
Yes, that is absolutely what it is.
So you can...
Nothing added. It's like you would do your own sauce in your kitchen, just with vegetables and with herbs and with spices.
And you just obviously mix it with like some stock or water or milk or whatever, and then you've got a tasty dish. So it's really time saving too.
Yes, that's right. So on our boxes, on our packaging, we recommend what you can mix it with. So either with coconut milk or with stock or a bit of wine. And you can also play around a bit, you know, and it's as easy as that. You just heat it up again and, well, you can eat.
And obviously vegan friendly, great for people with allergies.
That's right, yes. Especially that there are no preservatives in it and, you know, gluten free and that type of thing.
And your slogan is give the gift of time, which I really like, although we do have some time on our hands now, but in future we're not going to. So this would save you so much time in the kitchen. And if you're trying to find like great and interesting ways to feed your family during lockdown, this would be a great opportunity, right?
Yes, absolutely. I've developed the sauces, you know, specifically for that reason, for most of us that work and you come back and you've got to have a fantastic meal on the table quite quickly, that it's really just a case of putting it all together and voila, you can eat. But yeah, like you say, I think people are getting tired now of their own cooking, so it's quite nice to add something new.
Yeah, no, definitely. I know I am. And you've got 11 different sauces in the whole range. Take us through. There's like an Asian one and an African one, like sort of theme.
Yes. What I've basically done is we've got a global range where there are 5 different ones. So it's like the Italian tomato and the curry and mushroom, Thai ginger, you know, that type of sauces. And then we've got an African range, which is very exciting. So there it's more harissa, shamula, mafei, and I do bring in a South African braai as well.
And this you can do with ingredients that you have in your home, like chicken and whatever else you've got around. So you don't need anything super fancy.
No, not at all. Not at all. You can, of course, also just do them with vegetables. Especially the shamula one I found is really nice with some aubergine. But mostly I use them with meat, and that works really, really nicely.
And you're still delivering during lockdown. So if people want to find out more or they want to order from you, where can they go? What can they do?
The best would be just to go onto our website, and that is www.stir-it-up.co.za.
And then they can order and you'll deliver within a couple of days.
That's right. Yes, we make use of a courier service and we will deliver within a couple of days.
So my favorite one is the Thai ginger sauce. It is the bomb. It was absolutely delicious. The smoky curry I found quite spicy. I'm not a huge spicy food eater, but it was very, very tasty and very flavorful. And I'm just so delighted that firstly, these sauces are really, really healthy and I can use whatever I've got in my fridge, be it chicken, be it whatever veg I've got, or I made mine. If you follow me on social media, you would have seen I made mine just as is and served them with like a side salad or on a wilted bed of spinach. I'm trying to cut the carbs and flatten my own curves at the moment. I'm battling a bit with that. So it's a healthier option and really, really tasty. And yeah, definitely do go check them up. stir-it-up.co.za. Yum, yum, yum. Now, I mentioned wine earlier. Haha. Yesterday, 21st of May, was International Chardonnay Day. Woohoo. So the team at Friesenhof have just launched 2 new types of Chardonnay. An unoaked version, which is lighter, more citrusy and crisper than the Chardonnay that's normally matured in oak barrels, and then an oak Chardonnay, which tends to have quite a nutty, buttery flavor on the mid palate. So if you have any wine or you have any Chardonnay left, raise a glass. Cheers to yesterday, to Chardonnay Day. And if you, like me, are sadly contemplating your dwindling or very non-existent wine collection, you can take a look at their website for low prices on offer until the 31st of May, so that you can stock up on their great Chardonnays and enjoy them with your loved ones super soon. So the unwooded Chardonnay, which retails for 90 Rand, is now available for 65 during lockdown. And the barrel fermented Chardonnay 2016, which usually retails for 200 Rand, is available for 150 Rand. So prices and delivery valid, obviously, for South Africa only, delivery after lockdown. And you can also make sure to grab a couple of bottles of Friesenhof at Makro, Checkers Liquor Shops, Wine Concepts, and selected boutique retailers post lockdown. I will be leading the charge, I can tell you that much. If you're more of a G&T or like a sort of cocktail type of girl, but like me, as I said, trying to flatten my curve, Fitch and Leeds have launched a sugar-free premium mixer in a can, offering less than 1 calorie, 4 kilojoules in a 200ml can. Woohoo! This is the best way to keep unwanted kilograms at bay as you sip on a couple of G&Ts post lockdown. Their pink tonic and bitter lemon comes in at just 5 calories or 22 kilojoules per can. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm delighted. I'm definitely all about sugar-free. So I'm looking forward to getting my hands on some Fitch and Leeds sugar-free mixes. They're available now, obviously, but without any booze. They're available for around 48 Rand per six pack of 200 ml cans at leading stores, or you can purchase them online during and after the lockdown, fitchleeds.co.za. Oh, I'm making myself thirsty here. Another one of my favorite wines, Rodeburg Rosé, and I'm so excited because Rodeburg used to be an export-only wine. You could not get your hands on it in South Africa unless you like knew somebody who was married to the winemaker. And they've now made Rodeburg wines available to the public, which is so exciting. And they've just launched a brand new wintertime refined red blend, which is said to be enjoyed next to the fire. Yay, Rodeburg Reserve. So the Rodeburg Reserve 2017 is meticulously crafted from Cab Sav, Shiraz, Tempranillo, Petit Verdot, Petit Syrah, and splashes of Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and Malbec, and matured in French oak for 18 months. There's layers of red plum, there's blueberries, crushed herbs, tobacco leaf with a hint of dark chocolate and oak, rounded off by soft silky tannins. It sounds absolutely incredible. Oh my word. And then the foodie Ulmery Berry has created a spicy pumpkin donut recipe drizzled in dark chocolate to go with the wine. And her recipe is available on my website as well. And these look absolutely incredible. Pumpkin donuts. Hello. Pre-order your Rodeburg Rosé 2017 now at kwvemporium.co.za or purchase the wine at selected Pick and Pay stores after the lockdown restrictions have been lifted. 160 Rand per bottle. Go check out this recipe. Even if you don't have the wine, you want to do pumpkin donuts with dark chocolate sauce, just head onto my website, heatherhook.com, and click on the Rodeburg Reserve post. Looking forward to that. Haha. So replenish your winter wine stocks with the smoothest velvet Sternberg Merlot, perfect for enjoying by the fire or paired with home-style comfort food. I don't know how I'm going to come out of this lockdown in one piece. Don't be caught off guard. You can purchase your Merlot online now for delivery after lockdown. Rich and juicy, teeming with concentrated red fruit, this is a wine of very distinctive character. Cherry and red currant meld beautifully with lavender, fennel, and anise, topped by a lively eucalyptus edge. The wine rewards with a mouthful of sour cherries, dark chocolate, and spicy cloves. And I see they've paired it with like a lamb dish here. It looks absolutely incredible. Sternberg Merlot 2017 is available at cellar door price of 190 and can be purchased online now on their website for delivery after lockdown. That's sternbergfarm.com. That's a lot of good wine. I have a lot ahead of me and a lot that I still need to do. That is it from me for this week. I hope that this has at least given you some great food ideas, some great wine ideas, and some fitness tips as well to throw in there. And I, of course, will be back with you again next week with all your best in lifestyle and entertainment news. Whatever you do, be safe, stay warm. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.